Yeah.
818 to WEOL. This morning we're going to talk about some very interesting technology innovation in the prevention of infections during cancer treatment. We have with us Dr. Lisa Richardson, Director, Division of Cancer Prevention and Control for the CDC. And also we have with us Bob Lubitz, who's a physician and a cancer survivor, here to talk about something called TINA. Lisa, let's start with you. I guess TINA, does that stand for something, or what does that mean?
Yeah, it stands for Talking About Infection and Neutropenia Awareness. And the name, obviously, is TINA. TINA is an avatar simulation, and she's a healthcare provider that trains physicians how to talk about a low white count during infections, I mean, during chemotherapy, sorry, and also talks to a patient so that patients can learn what questions to ask and how they can go through the process to get the information that they need to stay healthy.
What was the reason for something like this to be developed?
Well, the main reason for me as an oncologist was to have a resource that patients could go to and use, feel comfortable with, ask the questions that they want to ask over and over, and actually even learn the questions that they need to ask. And that's what TINA does. She talks to providers about how to do this. And there's a simulation where providers actually, it's a quiz, and it tells them as they go through with Joe, the patient, how well they're doing with explaining the low white count and what's going to happen during chemotherapy.
Dr. Lubitz, let's talk with you. You were a cancer survivor. Talk a bit about your treatment and what you learned through that process.
Well, anytime you're told that you have a diagnosis of cancer, it's just devastating and disorienting. So I really appreciate the fact that I was surrounded by family, friends, and a great medical team to help support me and take care of me. I wound up having chemotherapy just this past summer and had a lot of the common side effects that you get with chemotherapy, the hair loss, nausea, and I also had neutropenia.
How common are infections during this treatment?
We think, well, the best data that we have is about, it all depends on the type of chemotherapy, but it can be as high as, 10%, depending on how powerful the drugs are that we use.
Now, you said neutropenia. What is neutropenia?
Yeah, actually, the doctor got dinged on that in the simulation, if you go look at it. But neutropenia is a low white count, low white blood cell count. And during that time when it's low, the body is more impacted by bacteria, viruses, and infections are more common.
So you have a low, your immunity is not as where it needs to be.
Absolutely.
Because you kind of have to lower that in order to fight into the, with the, with the cancer. So it's a little bit of a catch-22.
It is.
How is this TINA virtual provider, is it an app? Do we have it on our phones? Is it just something that's done online? Is it just at a doctor's office? How does that work?
Well, that's a great question. And everything you said is a yes, yes, yes. So TINA is an app that you can download from the Android and Apple store. And she's a, and you can find it online at preventcancerinfections.org. So you can do it on the web, as you just said. You can do it on your phone. And just take it with you wherever you go. You can take it to the doctor's office. And if they want you to look at it, they can pull it up on the computer there as well.
Does it kind of put things in order, or, you know, sort of sort through? Because it's a tumultuous time when you have cancer. There's all things going on. Does it kind of give you something where there's one place where things that you might have forgotten are remembered?
Absolutely, and that's what she does. You can go back and you ask questions. There's like a talk button, and you click the question you want to ask, and then she answers the question. Then if you feel like you want to hear it again, you just go back and say replay, and you can listen to it again. And what you just said is absolutely true. When you're diagnosed with cancer, you know, you forget a lot of the stuff that may have been told to you in the clinic, and this is an opportunity for you to go back and look at it at home, or, you know, on the way home in the car, and bring your questions back the next time that you come.
It's a side of the chemotherapy and cancer we don't always think of, the infectious part of it. How do people find out more about it, or just make sure that they're aware of this, you know, potential risk when they go through these treatments?
Well, your healthcare provider who's treating your cancer will tell you about this, but as I said, it just, you know, it may just slip past you, as Bob just said, because there's so much information. And that's why the website is there, preventcancerinfections.org. And you'll find a Linda avatar there. And as I said, you can download it to your phone and just take it with you everywhere.
Lisa Richardson, director with the CDC, also Bob Lubitz, doctor who is a cancer survivor. We appreciate you telling your story as well as getting the information out about TINA. Appreciate that. Thank you.